USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping to press a showdown before the U.S. Supreme Court concerning Roe v. Wade, Republicans in Alabama's state Senate have passed a bill that will ban nearly all abortions, even in cases of rape and incest. Democratic Minority Leader Bobby Singleton pleading with the state's governor not to sign that bill.
I say to Governor Ivey, don't sign this bill. This bill would not be the test case for Roe versus Wade.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey has not publicly said if she will sign that bill. The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
President Trump says he remains optimistic about being able to resolve a growing trade war with China, telling reporters outside the White House yesterday.
I think it's going to turn out extremely well. We're in a very strong position.
President Trump and the Chinese president are scheduled to meet at the G20 summit in Japan next month, and Trump insists China has taken advantage of the U.S. for too long, calling the U.S. its piggy bank. The man accused of planning to burn down St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City has been found unfit to stand trial. Student Mark Lamparello was arrested in April for allegedly walking into the cathedral with gasoline cans and butane lighters, his arrest coming right after the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The two suspects accused in the recent shootings at a Colorado STEM school are due in court later today. The 18-year-old and underage teen have been held on multiple counts in the case. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump says a Senate subpoena of his son, Donald Trump Jr., is very unfair, and that his son is now in a very tough situation.
My son spent, I guess, over 20 hours testifying about something that Mueller said was 100% okay, and now they want him to testify again.
That subpoena issued by the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. New lawsuits alleging the top three tuna brands are deceiving consumers into believing their tuna is caught only through dolphin-safe fishing methods. The proposed class actions filed on Monday claim that Starkist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea use fishing techniques that do kill or harm dolphins, and they don't always employ the safer methods used by companies like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. They say it makes the company's dolphin-safe labels false and misleading, violating the laws of several states. Bumblebee and Chicken of the Sea with no immediate comment. Starkist says it doesn't discuss pending litigation. And a 49-year-old Sherpa is a world record holder after climbing to the top of the world nearly two dozen times. Hiking officials in Nepal say he reached the summit of Mount Everest today for the 23rd time. It puts him two summits ahead of his two nearest rivals. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.